He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the April 7th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, President and Chief Investment Officer of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we're off to a fairly decent start here again this morning. Yesterday turned out okay. The futures were way down in the morning. The market opened up down, and we had quite the rally yesterday. Well, today we're getting a little bit of a follow-through, although it's starting to fade here. The Dow is up 34 points right now. The Dow is at 17,915, a wink within the 18,000 area, a wink away from the 18,000 area that we have seen recently. The S&P 500 is at, it's up a point right now, 2,081. The NASDAQ is up 9 right now to 4,926. I'm seeing it fade, though. We'll see. Crude oil down 1% after a big jump yesterday. Crude oil, a lot of crude oil stocks moving to the upside. I don't know. That supply-demand equation still not too favorable. But crude is above $50 again. It's at $51.57 per barrel. Gold down 0.6%. Gold has gotten a little relief lately. The dollar's been selling off a little bit, but I see the dollar is moving back up today, and that's driving gold down. There is an inverse relationship between the dollar and gold. Gold is at 12.11 right now. The euro dropping back again, 1.0869. And the 10-year yield rising a little bit, 1.916. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, President and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, where our Padres are now 0-1. Seattle is 1-0. San Francisco, I don't know what happened in that game in Arizona. Atlanta, I think they won. I know Texas is down 0-1. Well, you know, hey, it's the beginning. We got a long ways to go. And the stock market for the year is now 1/4 of the way through. The quarter ended last week. Earnings season kicks off tomorrow. Are you ready for it? Have you looked at a preview? Well, it would seem that the market has been building in a so-so, in fact, a soft earnings season. The market investors and analysts have said, you know, there's a couple of big factors out there, one being oil prices. Where was oil at this point in time last year? Hey, let's just take a look. Okay, we'll pull up the symbol USO here. USO in 1 year ago, it was at the height, okay, so it's come down considerably. So the year-over-year comparisons in the oil patch, this is going to be the worst quarter for those comparisons. They'll have another very bad comparison next quarter, and then they'll start to get a little bit better by the third and fourth quarter of this year. So the expectations for earnings from the oil patch, in fact, most oil related companies are expected to lose money this year. Let's just take a look. Let's just pull up Apache, which made $5.94 in earnings last year, is expected to lose $1.53 this year. Well, that's quite a drop. Earnings for Apache, which also has a lot of exposure to natural gas, and of course natural gas prices have also come down precipitously since this time last year. Apache's earnings peaked in 2011, and guess what? The stock also peaked in 2011. Isn't that amazing that correlation between earnings growth and stock price appreciation? Apache's earnings peaked in 2011 when they made $11.96 per share in earnings. And the stock hit $134 that year. Now we look 4 years later. Apache has gone from $134 per share clear down to $65 per share. It's lost more than half of its value. Why? Because earnings have come down from $11.96 to $5.94 last year. They were cut in half. And this year, the earnings are expected to be negative by $1.53 per share. Well, luckily, markets and stocks are forward-looking, and they expect the earnings to start rebounding at Apache again late this year and then start to pick up again next year. But you can see how earnings, how stock prices have followed earnings. Now let's take a look at ExxonMobil. ExxonMobil's earnings peaked. Well, they've been about $8 per share now for the last 3 or 4 years. ExxonMobil is no longer the growth company that it once was. It's averaged about 10% a year in growth, and that's about what the stock has averaged. ExxonMobil actually didn't peak until last year at $104 per share. But earnings are expected to be cut in half this year. Okay, ExxonMobil made $7.60 last year. They're expected to make $3.80 this year and then back up to $5.36 next year. And what has the stock done? The stock's gone from a peak of $104 last year clear down to a recent reading of $82 per share. So what is that? That's a loss of about 40% from the peak to the high. And guess what? Now that's probably bottomed. Earnings expectations have probably hit rock bottom. And now they're expected to go back up by about 40% next year. So investors are already buying into the oil stocks based on next year's earnings estimates, which are higher than this year. It's not good when earnings at a company or in an index go down. Now, if it's a temporary thing, that's one thing. And so far, we believe that these first two quarters of 2015 are impacted by two temporary events. The first one I just described, a drop in oil prices. And you say, hey, well, didn't that benefit a lot of other companies? Yes, it did, but not enough to offset the huge drop in earnings in the oil-related stocks. Of the 500 stocks in the S&P 500, about 50 or so, or oil, energy related. And when you take those companies from what they made last year to losses this year, that's had quite an impact on the overall S&P earnings picture. I would say that it probably took about $5 per share off of the S&P 500. And that's net of the gains that we gained in other areas, companies that benefited from low oil prices. Because yes, the consumers got a little extra money in their pocket. I see auto sales, the auto stocks doing well. The auto sellers, the stocks that own auto dealerships. In fact, the biggest increase to S&P 500 earnings in the last several weeks has been in CarMax, KMX, which operates 131 used car superstores. And when those earnings expectations went higher a couple of weeks ago, you can see how the stock also bolted higher. But overall, the first temporary impact on this quarter is the oil prices, which are now kind of rebounding. We still have a big supply-demand problem. And the second equation, the second big factor is the U.S. dollar, which went on an astronomical run from August until March, and now it seems to have settled. That too seems to be a temporary situation. Meanwhile, we saw stocks all around the globe on Monday of this week breaking out to the upside. I pointed out in my newsletter over the weekend, if you didn't get it, you can go to my website at pwstreet.com. The title of my newsletter was Global Breakout. They're printing money in Europe. They're printing money in Japan. They're lowering interest rates in China. They're growing once again in India. And a lot of the oil-related economies have maybe bottomed for now. Latin America, Russia, the Middle East, etc. So now we're starting to see opportunities all over the globe. Yesterday we pronounced the bull market to still be intact for the sixth year, third week. I've heard this is the most hated bull market of all time. I really don't know what they're talking about. I've loved every bit of it. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, someone asked me the other day, when do I use exchange-traded funds and ETFs and mutual funds? Well, you know what? If a lot of times people will have $200,000 in their rollover IRA that they transfer to me. And their wife will have like a Roth with about $13,000 in it or something like that, or vice versa. Husband has $13,000 in his Roth. I don't think you can buy, well, I know from experience that you can't buy a stock portfolio with $13,000. Because I like to own 25 or 30 stocks equally weighted in my portfolios. I don't like to have big positions in my portfolios. I like to have it spread out. I like to have a balanced attack. And believe me, 25 or 30 is a very focused portfolio. If you look at most mutual funds, they're much more, many more companies than 25 or 30. So I'll use exchange-traded funds and mutual funds, in portfolios under $50,000, let's say. Okay, then once you get to about 40, 45, 50,000, then you can start owning 25 or 30 stocks without killing yourself too much with expenses, etc. So in the smaller accounts, I like to use ETFs and mutual funds. Actually, my ETF portfolio, if you look in my newsletter, I publish it every week, a model portfolio. It's actually ahead of the stock portfolios. It was up double digits as of last week when I published my newsletter. And the market's up 0.2% S&P 500. The ETF mutual fund portfolios were both up double digits on the year. And I hope you're doing that kind of performance with your 401ks at work. One of the areas that I've delved into with the ETFs, another way I use ETFs, and I'm going to use India as an example here, a lot of times these emerging markets, it's very difficult to buy the individual companies within an emerging market. Let's take India, for example. All right. I try to stay on top of news around the world. I look at headlines stories from maybe 10 newspapers every evening from all over the world. And I remember reading about a very key election coming up. It was about 15 months ago, 18 months ago in India. And I can remember when India was a very hot emerging market. And then it went kaput. And for about 5 years, India just treaded water. Their stock market treaded water. It went from one of the hottest markets in the world to one that just treaded water. And I read about an upcoming election which would pit the current incumbents that had led the country for the last 5 years against a new guy who had been a governor of a state in India that had done quite well. He had done quite well as the governor. His state was flourishing while India was floundering. And I said to myself, you know, it looks like this guy is going to win, Narendra Modi. And I saw the India market start to pick up. And I had 100% exposure to the U.S. at that time. And I said, you know, I'm going to start looking for some Indian stocks. I bought a few. There's really not that many that trade on the New York Stock Exchange or on the indexes. So I started searching for ETFs and mutual funds. I finally landed on a mutual fund in India. Let me just give you an example of the kind of stocks that are in this mutual fund. Shriram City Union Finance. It doesn't trade on our stock exchange. ITC LTD. Doesn't trade on our, it's on the Bombay Index. Emami LTD. It trades on the Bombay Index. Kotak Mahindra Bank. Doesn't trade in the U.S. There are no ADRs. Mindtree LTD doesn't trade. So far, the first five positions, biggest positions in this mutual fund are ones that I can't buy here on the U.S. indexes. Ajanta Pharmaceutical doesn't trade on our index. Cognizant Technologies. Now, it does. There's one that I own. It's an ADR that trades on the NASDAQ, CTSH. Next one, AIA Engineering, does not trade on the U.S. index. Industrial Bank, does not trade. Symphony LTD, does not trade. My point is, 9 out of the top 10 stocks in that mutual fund, in that India mutual fund, do not trade. I don't have access to them. I can't buy those individual stocks through Scottrade. Maybe you can through some exotic brokerage firm that trades in the Bombay Exchange. But, you know, those stocks are very thinly traded. They'd be very difficult to buy. So I felt it was better. In fact, this is one of my largest holdings at Gunderson Capital Management. I bought it in almost all my accounts. Was a mutual fund, the Matthews India Mutual Fund, MINDX. I've had good success with it. It's up about 45 to 50% since I bought it. And as I look at it in my app, which I have many mutual funds in the app. In fact, there's a sector in the app called mutual funds. If you scroll down through the sectors, you'll come to one called mutual funds. And you can click on that one, mutual funds, and you'll see the top ranked mutual funds. Now, I don't have 7,000 mutual funds in my app, but I've selected several hundred that represent the different walks of life. Whether it's international, whether it's U.S. small cap, whether it's technology, whether it's countries like China and India. Now let's just click on the mutual fund sector. The top ranked mutual fund right now is T. Rowe Price Health Sciences. Well, that's a biotech fund. I believe it's also closed. The number two ranked mutual fund is Fidelity Biotech. That's a large holding here at Gunderson Capital Management. It's ranked number 189 and has had phenomenal performance. And if you scroll down a little bit, India is not as highly ranked as it used to be, but it's still, in my book, one worth holding on to. In fact, over the last 3 years, MINDX has delivered 23% per year, while the market's delivered just 14.6. The Indian market has far outperformed the S&P 500. I continue to have about a 5 to 10% exposure to the India market. Over the last 12 months, this mutual fund, MINDX, is up 64%. While the market's up just 11.6%. And it continues to be a very large holding here at Gunderson Capital Management. And the reason being is because it contains a lot of individual stocks that are very difficult for me to buy. I would use a similar strategy if it came to Brazil. If it came to China, the China A-shares especially. I look to ETFs and mutual funds to get exposure to individual stocks that are difficult for me to buy. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked a little bit about this first quarter that ended a week ago. And now we begin earnings season in earnest here soon. And then the earnings will really flow in. And as each one reports, I'll update the projections for this year and the projections for next year to see if there's been any material impact on my current earnings estimates for the S&P for this year and the S&P 500 for next year. As of now, as I reported in my newsletter over the weekend and as I reported on my show yesterday, we're looking at least now, for a slight increase in earnings in the S&P 500 this year over last year. And all things being equal, that means we can expect a slight increase in the market this year. And that's what we're getting. A slight increase. We are up 0.2% in the first quarter of this year for the S&P 500. The NASDAQ's done a little bit better because the earnings are expected to increase at a little better rate, at a little better clip in the NASDAQ stocks than in the S&P 500 stocks. Then we're expected to resume to pretty decent growth. Call it maybe 10% next year over this year. But again, those are expectations right now subject to change. And one of the big factors that could change those expectations are this current earnings season, because one by one, they'll report. Some will meet, some will beat, some will miss, some will disappoint. And in the aggregate, we'll see what the sum of the parts is, and I'll be reporting every single week in my newsletter my current estimates for this year, S&P 500, my current estimates for next year. Because as long as earnings continue to increase in the S&P 500, the market's going to continue to go up. But when earnings begin to level off and decrease, it's over. And that's when we got to start looking at other alternatives, other options like inverse funds, maybe foreign markets will continue to grow while ours shrinks. We don't know. Every bear market is different. But as of now, as I proclaimed in my newsletter over the weekend, and as I proclaimed once again yesterday, I put my neck on the line, on the chopping block, and said, here we are. The bull market is still intact. It's been going for 6 years and 3 months. You can hate it all you want. You can throw darts at it all you want. You can question it all you want. The market has been right. The market has tripled. The Gunderson Best Stocks Now newsletter, which comes out every single weekend, has been right. The market has tripled. And this hasn't been the most hated bull market of all time here in the Gunderson household or in the Gunderson headquarters. We've loved every minute of it. And we've stayed with it because earnings have continued to increase and the economy's continued to grow. And when that's over, it's over. Everything runs in cycles. And in addition to that, we've tried to stick with companies that are growing better than the rest, that are flourishing in today's market, as opposed to floundering in today's market. We took a look at another market outside of the U.S., one that I've had heavy exposure to. India, and it's been a very successful foray into that market. That mutual fund that I bought, you can look it up in my newsletter, I believe it's up 46%, something like that, since I bought it last year. It's exceeded the U.S. markets by a wide margin, and it's helped my performance here at Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm looking for more foreign exposure. I mentioned a global breakout in my newsletter over the weekend, and I identified and showed pictures of the prime suspects. If you didn't get the newsletter, you can go to my website at pwstreet.com and take a look at it. You can take a look at the model portfolios, the ETF model portfolio, the mutual fund model portfolio for you 401k investors to follow, the TSP model portfolio, which I've kept you invested, and the stock model portfolios. And we continue to search for companies and stocks that are doing better than the rest. We call them here at Gunderson Capital Management Best Stocks Now. I invented an app by that name, Best Stocks Now. I embedded formulas, half value, half momentum. No, there's a little bit of safety. There's a safety factor in there. And there's also a technical analysis factor in there. Why leave any of the tools in the toolkit to analyze a company out? I know a lot of people that are fundamentalist only. Jim Cramer's one. He goes on fundamentals only. He doesn't even know how to read a stock chart, I don't believe. I know others that use technicals only. They don't know how to read a balance sheet or an income statement. Others our value. That's all they look at is the balance sheet and the income statement. I like to throw everything at it. The kitchen sink. If the kitchen sink had information about the stock, I would throw that in there too. That's just the way I am, and I call it the Best Stocks Now app. It's been a very successful methodology for me to ferret out the best stocks in the market at any given time based on value, based on performance, based on technical analysis, and based on a little bit of a safety factor. And I break them up into different categories. There's best large caps now. There's best small caps now. There's best aerospace stocks now. You can look them up by sector. There's best semiconductor stocks now. There's best world indexes now. There's best asset classes now. And I use it completely to guide me into the final decisions that I make to manage the portfolios here at Gunderson Capital Management. And I use it completely to make the market call that I've made, which began in March 23rd, 2009, saying a new bull market has been born, and I have not retracted that ever since. But I can guarantee you at some point in time I will retract that and the bull market will be over. In the meantime, we got to make as much hay while the sun is shining, don't we? And we don't know how much longer this is going to go. But it continues, and it ain't over till it's over. Let me give you an example of another best stock now that I currently own, a company by the name of Constellation Brands out of Victor, New York. This has been a very successful, a very prolific stock, a very good performer over the years. No guarantee of future performance, but it's done pretty doggone good over the years. Over the last 10 years, Constellation Brands has delivered 16% per year to investors, while the market's delivered just 5.8. Over the last 5 years, Constellation Brands is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market, at 48% per year, while the market's delivered 11. That's more than four times the performance of the S&P 500. Over the last 3 years, it's one of the top performing stocks once again in the market at 77% per year, while the market's delivered just 14.6. Over the last 12 months, it's up 41.6%. The market's up 11.6. The performance side of the equation comes in at gangbusters, right? It's a blockbuster performer. It gets a performance grade of A. This is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. Well, the valuation's gotten a little bit more expensive here, but then again, this is a premium stock. You're not going to buy a premium stock. Once in a while, you'll find them, a champagne stock, I suppose, at beer prices. But in this case, you know, you're paying up a little bit for this stock. But having said that, if I take next year's earnings estimates of $4.85, which is a huge increase over the last 10 years in earnings, and I carry them out at about 15% per year, which is what this company is expected to grow at over the next 5 years, and apply a multiple that I think is reasonable, I still come up with a $202 target price on a stock that's currently trading at $118. STZ, Constellation Brands, out of 4,068 stocks in my database, currently comes in at number 130. This one would be one of the best large cap stocks now because it's a $23 billion market cap company. It doesn't fit in an income portfolio because they pay no dividend. This is capital appreciation. This is growth only. And it's not a little tiny, you know, small or micro cap stock for the aggressive investors. It's a large cap company and one of the very best now in the entire market. Not a recommendation, but a good example, and it is one that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, there is a axiom in the market: as earnings grow, so does the stock price. So what's the number one job of a CEO at a publicly traded company to the shareholders? Is to grow those earnings. And as long as those earnings or book value or cash flow, as long as those are growing, all things being equal, the stock price should continue to appreciate. Let's use Apple as an example. If you go back, I use charts that give me earnings for the last 8 years, okay? 8 years ago, Apple was making 97 cents per share and the stock was at $28. Apple's earnings grew in 2009 to $1.30 from 97 cents and the stock went up. Then their earnings grew to $2.16 and the stock continued to appreciate. It went from 30 to 46 that year. And then earnings grew to $3.96 in 2011, and the stock went to $60. Earnings growing, stock going up. And then the stock in 2012 peaked at that time for when they reported earnings of $6.31, and the stock hit an all-time high of $100. Which split adjusted in the old days, Apple did a 7-for-1 split. Apple got up over $700 per share. And the earnings also split adjusted at that time, or before the split, were $44 per share. And then what happened? In 2013, Apple's earnings finally dropped from the previous year. They went from a peak of $6.31 down to $5.68. And during that time, I have a picture on my wall here at the office. I was on CNBC calling Apple dead money at that time because it was in a downtrend and earnings expectations were dropping. I said at some point in time, the earnings expectations will finally hit rock bottom. The technical pattern of the chart will finally hit rock bottom and the stock will finally start to put in a bottom, which maybe the oil stocks are doing right now. And then I said eventually Apple's earnings will start to increase once again and the stock will start to appreciate once again. And I was right. The stock went from 700 down to about 400. I believe it even got under 400. And it was more than dead money on the way down. It was toxic. And I stepped aside. I sold it somewhere in the $650 area. And then when it finally got down to $400 and earnings expectations started to revive and resuscitate, and the stock started to appreciate again. It broke out of that bottoming pattern that it had formed for several months and started to break out to the upside once again. And it was time to get back in. And guess what? Earnings started to increase once again. In fact, the very next year, they hit a new all-time high of $6.45 per share, and the stock hit a new all-time high of $119. Now, what are the prospects for this year and next year at Apple? Are earnings going to continue to increase from that record high of $6.45 last year? As of now, the answer is yes. Apple is expected to make this year, 2015, which is one-third or one-fourth of the way over, Apple is expected to make $8.64 this year. That's a 34% increase over last year. And guess what? Apple's already hitting new all-time highs. It recently hit $133. It got up to $119 last year. Next year, Apple's expected to make $9.30, which would be another 8% increase. So as long as those expectations continue to be higher than where the earnings came in at last year, the stock is going to continue to increase. Now, having said that, Apple will report earnings April 27th, about 3 weeks from now. And we'll get a clue at that point in time whether or not we're going to upgrade this year's earnings estimates of $8.64 or whether we're going to downgrade them. And we'll also get a clue into next year's earnings, 2016, whether we're going to bump up the $9.36 that's expected for next year, keep it the same, or ratchet it down. And the stock will react immediately. When expectations change, the stock reacts immediately. Now, remember, Apple is one component of the S&P 500. So if the earnings estimates for this year go up 3 cents, then the earnings estimates for the S&P 500 go up 3 cents. If Alcoa, on the other hand's earnings estimates go down by 3 cents, they offset each other. So what we'll look for is the total impact of all the companies, the aggregate, as to whether or not our estimates for this year are about right, if they're too high or they're too low, and the markets will react accordingly because markets trade on expectations. So it's going to be a fun time. It's always a volatile time. One by one, the companies come in and report. Apple's not only a member of the S&P 500, it's a member of the Dow now. It's one of the 30 Dow stocks. And it's a big member, has a big weighting of the NASDAQ. That's why Apple's earnings are probably one of the most important earnings reports of all, because of its weight on the various indexes. So that's what earnings season is all about. We twiddle our thumbs for the next couple of days, and then Alcoa reports, and then pretty soon it's one right after another. Sometimes it's 50 a day pouring in. As of right now, earnings are expected this year to be higher overall for the market than last year, and next year they're supposed to resume their double digit, even 8, 9, 10% growth once again. But all of that is at risk, right? We have to watch them one by one. We'll be reporting it every week in the newsletter, pwstreet.com. And if you'd like a proactive manager to talk to, you can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.